huge amounts of rain fell last night. More storms on the way this weekend. Storm Kathleen in particular, and in parts of Kerry, we're looking at a situation whereby we could have over 130 millimetres of rain falling over the next 2 to 3 days until Monday night, falling already on top of saturated ground out there, which is causing huge problems for those in agriculture. In particular, with me on the line, we've got Níolas Conor of Kerry IFA. We also have Niall Kelleher, in Fianna Fáil councillor and MD of Killarney Municipal District. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us. Níolas, look, just how bad is it in terms of trying to, let's say, plant a few spuds, first of all, but also trying to get stock out on land? One listener this morning says that farmers had to take in their stock a month earlier than normal this year and now are stuck looking for fodder around the place.
Yeah, good morning, Joy, and good morning to our listeners. Look, this weather has been relentless, Joy, since the 17th of June last year. It has started, it's raining since. I was talking to a farmer yesterday and he said his cows housed since mid-July last year. It's an awful long period to have cattle inside. It's unprecedented. And it's putting a lot of financial pressure, and it's and putting an awful lot of mental pressure on people at the present. Coming on to the crop situation, Jerry, just water, the land is just waterlogged. It's, the trafficability is zero. It's, you just even can't get, it's so bad, Jerry, you just can't even get in at this present time to burn off land to get it ploughed. Potatoes around Wexford that should be planted since the 1st of January are still in trays inside in sheds sprouting. At this stage, that seed is probably not workable. It's gone obsolete because the shoots have gone too long. So the losses there are significant. And at the way it's looking, Jerry, there is going to be a serious shortage of potatoes in the second quarter of this year, because the old stock always took the new stock into the market, but there is no early potatoes planted. So to be fair, Jerry, the future is grim at the minute. But look, we have to be optimistic. They're saying that there's going to be a clearance from around the mid of April on. We have to cling on to that hope. But at the present time, Jerry, it is very serious.
It is bad, no doubt about that. Now, Niall Kelleher is with me on the line as well, as raising this issue earlier on this week. Niall, what is the government doing in relation to it? The Minister for Agriculture announcing yesterday that they have paused non-essential farm inspections by the Department of Agriculture for a number of weeks as farmers are struggling with it. What more can be done, or what more should be done, to your mind?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose they've announced that they've asked Haggis to look into the situation where we are with fodder, but I think we need to go a lot further here, Jerry, this morning. You know, we have fertilizer databases and every sort of a database for everything that the department deem necessary, but quite simply we need to look at an inventory of where we are with fodder at the moment, because we've 100, as you said, 130 millimetres rain on ground that is absolutely swimming as it is. That rain would be bad enough if ground was anyway fair, and it's not. And you know, I'm out on the campaign trail and I'm going to farmers and meet them in their sheds, and they're in a very dire situation. Sheds are absolutely full, bursting to a point. In certain instances, there's grass in the fields, of course, but absolutely of no value with the ground and the conditions that they are. And so, I think, you know, and governments have said that they are going to do more, but I think we need to go very far in this, because single farm payments are being used to pay a lot of bills, fodder bills, etc. And we need to look at supports for farmers immediately, because while and I'm as optimistic as Níolas is in relation to hoping that the weather clears, but the long term impacts of where we find ourselves at the moment, what Níolas has said there in relation to potatoes and in relation to the issues we have with tillage and grain right across the country, that you know, people haven't gone in to be able to prepare the ground for setting that in mind, the work that's there. And look, we've only so many contractors in the country. The minute the weather comes, it's going to be flat out, and we're all dependent on them. So there's a very long knock-on impact, and I want effectively the minister, and calling on the minister effectively, and I know they met in relation to Father at the end of, in the March, but like, we really need to have a very long plan in place, because if this does get worse than it is today, and it's hard to imagine that, we're going to be in a very, very dire situation in farming and agriculture.
Yeah, Neilis, look, would you like the IFAF call for this, banks and credit unions to extend credit to farmers to ease some of the pressure?
Oh, 100%. And they need to make funds available. Our co-ops also need to get on board. They need to put on a deferred account on the purchase of feed and fodder. The banks, they need to seriously show leniency towards loans during going forward into this year, because this year is just going to be a year of survival. There's going to be no money made. It's just going to be just a survival mode from here now until the back end of the year. And we need them. We need our financial institutions to step up to the mark. On the fodder situation, Jerry, I think myself there is enough fodder in the county at present. And I think what we need to do is, like Niall said there, we have databases. What we need to do is we need people that have fodder and have sufficient fodder and fodder to sell, to let the co-ops know, or let our county chairman know, Kenny Jones, to tick-tock then with the people that are low, and to get the logistics of it organised, because there's no point a farmer in the stall bringing silage from Dingle and a farmer that has silage for sale in the stall going to Dingle. What we need to do is we need to find out who has it for sale, who has it to spare,
and coordinate and it efficiently to try and get it to the people who need it.
Exactly, Charlie. Yeah.
Okay, Niall, final point in the time we've left. What about other industries, the tourism industry, anyone involved in outdoors, builders? They're all having it tough at the moment.
Yeah, I understand that, Jerry, and I don't take from that in any shape or form. And look, I'm from a town that is dependent on the tourism industry and having a good climate. But quite simply, if we don't have our farmers, we won't have the food in the place to have the steaks and the tourists that are going to come into our towns and villages across the country. And we've a lot of produce in the farming industry to produce, just to stay alive in the businesses that we're working in. Without our farmers to the forefront in relation to the economy of what we have, we've very little in the way to be able to provide the holistic service that you're talking about. Look, I don't take for 1 minute, like, I have another issue in relation to where we're at and trying to get houses started and people to get foundations in for houses. It's absolutely extremely difficult of where everyone is finding themselves at the moment. I don't take from that, but the first and foremost of where we are with the farming industry, it's the backbone of rural Ireland, and we need to have systems in place. And look, Neilis is right, that's my point in relation to an inventory of knowing where we are with fodder. Is there, but we need to coordinate it, and we need to help our colleagues in the industry out. You know, I know it myself, I'm just lucky that I have that fodder, but there's many more I'm talking to that don't.
Yeah, okay, we're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen. My thanks to both of you for talking to us about that. Neilis O'Connor of IFA, of the RFA in Kerry, and Niall Kelleher, Fianna Fáil councillor and chair of Killarney Municipal District. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch. And by the way, Metairn have, in the last hour, updated the timings for Storm Kathleen. It's now going to hit at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning until 8 p.m. on Saturday evening, so it's been extended on either side by about 2 or 3 hours. It was to come in at 7 and be gone by 5. Now it's 5 until 8 tomorrow night. That's an update from Metairn.